If you were hearing this audio file, you have been inducted into the Static Corps. Thank you in advance for your support and contributions to our work and struggle. We are the explicit authority on broken space, an environmental condition which has reshaped the planet, the solar system, and more substantially, the nature of reality. This condition poses a threat to every living thing. Control of the resources and means to bend and shape space are the cause of an ongoing conflict which the Corps is actively engaged. You are about to enter a world of extreme danger. The information contained herein will assist you in navigating those dangers. This is a living document, and as part of your tour of duty, we need your assistance in adding information to this encyclopedia. The Doom Trooper's Guide. Introduction. So far as we know, space and time have always been one and the same. Space-time is the fabric of the cosmos and reality itself. The nature of the world as we know it is dependent upon this fact. That space and time have been severed from one another has ramifications that are too complex to be fully described. But it is suffice to say that the result in its most extreme is a radically altered environment and reality. Today, power lies in the hands of those with the knowledge and technology to manipulate space and or time. Your survival will depend on your ability to master the technology that will allow you to navigate through the world, but your success will depend on being able to manage the complex economic, social, and political systems the Static Corps is in conflict with. Chapter 1, Section 1, The Modern The Collapse and Modern Physics. Part 1, The Collapse. Sometime between 2000 and 2003, a series of explosions at chemical plants and gas stations around the world marked the end of civilization as it had been known. The collapse should be understood as both the fall of society and the collapse of unity between space and time. Because time is broken, it is impossible to know the exact date of when this catastrophe struck. What caused the collapse is not fully understood. However, leading theories relate it to the geomagnetic reversal phenomenon, in which Earth's magnetic field becomes unstable and North and South poles can invert. This instability, which persists to this day, occurs at random and lasts for hundreds of years. Over the past 83 million years, the magnetic poles have flipped 183 times. This era is considered to be apocalyptic. Complete lawlessness took hold as social and political structures crumbled. Unattended factories began leaking chemicals and exploding, utilities could not be maintained, and food became increasingly scarce. Runaway wildfires, extreme flooding and tides, enormous swarms of deadly insects and other species never before recorded made the natural environment incredibly hostile. Add to this man's exploitive nature in desperate times the rampant psychosis caused by broken space. This period is also referred to as the Second Dark Age. How long this period lasted is unknown. The world rebuilt, and when it did, a new universal time stamp was set. The current date stamp at the time of this publication is 11/19/2145. Part 2, Broken Space. The degree to which space-time is broken varies greatly from place to place, and there is no succinct way to fully describe what it means for space and time to operate as separate forces. While there can be a variety of indicators that the space around you is broken, there is not a universal nor fully effective means by which to make this determination. Use of detection devices and keen observation are your best tools. The paintings by artist M.C. Escher provide one approximation of what some places in the world look like. The following simple examples serve as an introduction to understand the phenomenon and its precarious nature. Example 1. The empty room. Imagine that you are standing in the corner of a square room that measures 10 feet by 10 feet. If you wish to go from one corner of the room to the other in the most efficient way possible, you would simply walk in a straight line, and doing so would take only a matter of seconds. If the space in the room were broken, however, any number of outcomes could happen: instant death, delayed arrival, and or permanent dislocation. Instant death will be covered in another example. The most common experience of broken space is dislocation or ending up in a place and or time other than expected. In broken space, the path to your desired destination, in this example, the opposite corner of the room, may not be a straight line. Like navigating a labyrinth, you have to take a series of turns along a particular route to end up where you want to go. Another possibility is that you may begin walking towards the opposite corner and arrive there in what seems like a normal amount of time, only to find it's been hours, days, or even weeks later. Alternatively, the space could be highly compressed or elongated, and after one step you could suddenly slam into the corner of the you're heading towards, or you could walk for hours and never arrive. There are numerous kinds of technologies that allow for the mapping, navigation, and shaping of space. Some are massive, like city structures. Others are microscopic, like nanites, that can be injected into the body. Example 2. What goes up may just keep going up and up and up. In pre-modern or Newtonian model of physics, if an egg rolled off a table, it would fall to the floor and crack. Now, there are many possible outcomes, depending on how badly the space is damaged. The egg may move in a straight line beyond the edge of the table, it may fall through the floor unbroken, or it could shoot up towards the ceiling, cracking against it. The most significant risk comes with the storage of volatile compounds like gasoline, which can ignite either because of interaction with strangelets or because its own atomic structure becomes unstable in bad space. Atomic instability is another key indicator of bad space. Even non-volatile compounds can explode or behave in ways that are unusual. Water can boil without turning into steam. Ice can be maintained at room temperature. While many of these effects are disruptive when properly manipulated, they can and have been used to facilitate modern technology. Example 3. Strange particles, Swiss cheese, and insta-death. Broken space emits a vast array of strange particles, many of which were identified prior to the collapse, and many more which exist so briefly or in so much flux that they cannot be cataloged. These particles run the gamut from completely benign or even beneficial to instantly lethal. The result of exposure to these particles is similar to that of radiation. However, there are significant differences between radioactivity and strangelets. These particles are a byproduct of the destruction of space-time at the quantum level. A variety of physical conditions can be indicators of bad space. Most common are headaches and upset stomachs because of the similarity between the cells of the brain and digestive tract. Itching, burning, hallucinations, a feeling of electricity in the atmosphere can all be signs of strangelets. One of the most common effects of exposure to broken space is memory loss and, in extreme cases, aphasia, which is the inability to speak or understand language. Some static core researchers believe Alzheimer's disease was the first evidence of broken space. Despite the similarities, this is considered contentious because of a lack of evidence from prior to the collapse. Overexposure to bad space can cause neurons to surge, with surrounding tissues developing a unique scarring, which is indicative of the condition strangelet exposure syndrome. In brain scans and autopsies, affected areas appear as smooth spots or holes where there is no activity, hence the name Swiss cheese. There are several treatments and technologies to manage the risk from this threat. However, it is at this time it cannot be repaired or fully mitigated, and the effects are cumulative. Example 4. Two things, one place. Bent space means that it is possible to have overlapping dimensions which can give the appearance of two things being in the same space. This is why dimensional coordinates are of key importance when traversing the modern world or working with bent space. It is impossible to tell by visual inspection alone if the space you are in or observing is intersected by another dimension. Imagine a home with hidden rooms connected by secret corridors. One could spend years living in the home completely unaware that there is any additional space in it. It is not until you enter the secret corridors that the hidden spaces become available. The exception to this example, of course, is that the hidden rooms you access would seem to be in the same place as other rooms in the house. The control bending of space has changed architecture and manufacturing by allowing internal volume to be expanded and exploited. The Mary Poppins bag issued to every member of the Corps is a ready example. This nondescript backpack has a volume 3 times its external dimensions. Summary. Again, the above examples do not fully represent the circumstances you may encounter during your duty. The conditions described may happen in combination, or you may encounter circumstances never before recorded. The Earth is now a fractal sphere, meaning that it has no definite shape. Prior to the collapse, no matter what direction you traversed along the surface of the planet, you would eventually get back to where you started. Now you could find yourself in a pocket of broken space and travel for an infinite distance and or time and never return to where you began. It is incumbent upon you to always defend yourself against the ill effects of bad space, to report hazards so others can avoid them, and to monitor your own exposure so that it can be managed. Most notable is the traffic rule of bad space. You are not stuck in traffic, you are traffic. Similarly, you cannot avoid broken space, you are broken space. Since people can emit strangelets or pull bent space with them no place is truly safe. Finding a universal preventative, cure for Swiss cheese, and reunifying space and time are all priorities for the Corps. Part 4. Asymmetrically dense objects. The first documented asymmetrically dense object, or ADO, was discovered sometime during the early years of the collapse, and have been found in increasing numbers ever since. Whether ADOs are responsible for breaking space-time is a matter of debate. However, it is clear that broken space can occur in their absence or presence. The materials that make up ADOs have a density less than hydrogen or greater than plutonium, the lightest and heaviest of the naturally occurring elements. This means that an ADO can be the size of a book and weigh several tons, or be the size of a cruise ship and weigh only a few pounds. Very dense objects are much more common than low-density objects, but they are unmistakable in that they present many unique qualities that include bending space, emitting and or receiving a variety of electromagnetic or telekinetic signals that can control machines or electronics, and even controlling organic life, including people. No two ADOs are alike. However, some ADOs do have multiple pieces, all of which must be collected if it is to be destroyed. Additionally, ADOs have greatly varied fields of effect. Some create whole pocket dimensions with clear borders. Others are completely inert and less touched. Most have an area of impact of a few inches or a few hundred feet. ADOs also vary in appearance, but generally present as a rocky material or a collection of simple machines or gears, which move under their own power. They may be larger than a house or microscopic. Some researchers theorize that ADOs could be infinitely large or small, such that they would be impossible to detect or identify. However, 90% of ADOs discovered to date range from a few millimeters across to about the size of a mid-sized car. While ADOs can be detected by their effects on the environment, the same effects can be caused by broken space not associated with ADOs. It is the official policy of the Static Corps to contain or destroy ADOs when they are found. In addition to very dense and low-density objects, one super-dense object has been identified. It will be discussed in detail in a later section. For our purposes here, it is important to know that it is identified as a source of ADOs, but may not be the only source. In this case, super is also not meant as a quantifier. Instead, it is meant to distinguish it from other similar objects because of the extreme intelligence it displays, not only in the effects it has, but in that it chooses when, where, and how it appears. It is speculated the SDO may in fact be a superintelligence. Part 5. The New Geography. Modern geography is defined by the exploitation of building in overlapping dimensions made available by broken space and mega engineering projects that have reshaped the surface of the planet. It is now common practice to harvest asteroids from space or release magma from below the Earth's crust to create the foundations to make archipelagos, microcontinents, and even mountain ranges. In addition to new land being found within broken space, space can also be forcibly bent to expand available land. Dead zones, which can cover millions of acres, are areas where access is tightly restricted because the space is hazardous for any number of reasons. Spatially unstable, toxic contamination, excessive strangelets, rampant ADOs. Where these areas have been identified, barriers and mitigation of various kinds are employed, which include walls, moats, or natural structures like tree lines, gorges, or mountain ranges. These areas can also occur over open water, above or below ground, and in rare cases, they have been known to move completely or for their borders to shift. While some dead zones have been reclaimed, the process is fraught with dangers, as it is impossible to predict if the conditions will change in such a way that the mitigation technique will remain viable. Part 7. Cities above and below. The cities of the pre-modern era were primarily linear landscapes. While they did include subterranean infrastructure like subways and sewers, these only went a few hundred feet below ground. Conversely, the tallest building in the world prior to the collapse was the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur at a height of 1,493 feet. Which was only a 2% increase over the Sears Tower, which had held the record for almost a quarter century. The largest city by population during this time was Tokyo, with some 26 million residents. By land area, including the metro region, New York City was the largest city at nearly 5,400 square miles. Pre-modern cities also had fairly well-defined beginnings and ends. Rural areas would give way to the suburbs, then urban areas, and at their core, densely populated downtowns with large buildings. At the publishing of this edition of the Doom Trooper's Guide, the largest city, both by population and land area, is New York City, with 75 million people in a metropolitan area of some 50,000 square miles, which now encompasses what was Philadelphia, New Jersey, and most of the New England states. The tallest building in the world is the Versal Solar Headquarters, which is 10 miles tall from sub-basement to penthouse. The staggering height that the building can grow to are dwarfed by the city structures that support them. The largest building in the world prior to the collapse was an aircraft manufacturing facility in Washington State at 4.3 million square feet. The Versal Services Cityplex is 500 million square feet and supports 13 of the 20 tallest buildings in the world. While this structure in itself is enormous, it is part of a network of structures that blanket huge sections of the Northeast United States. Pursuing ever more stable space and to increase habitable density led to the push underground. Again, the record for deepest structure is the Versal HQ at 3 miles deep. The millions of people living within the walls of these megacities rarely venture outside for lack of need. Glass ceilings stretch for miles, hundreds of feet high in some places, leaving only designated areas with access to the naked sky. The massive skyscrapers sprout out of cavernous city structures like the cones of a termite colony. Hanging towers dangle from the internal walls of cavern ceilings like stalactites in a cave or jut out from the sides of their walls at seemingly impossible angles. Roads, trains, lines, and waterways snake through and around cities in addition to machine passages where humans rarely tread, all tied together by narrower linking structures called ingresses. Section summary. The physics of the New World present many challenges and dangers. However, with the right tools and training, most of these risks can be mitigated. The items in your standard issue kit are indispensable, and you will be required to demonstrate your mastery of their use and maintenance to be cleared from training and assigned to full active duty. Learning the geometry of cities will be to your advantage. While there are numerous mapping tools, you are the greatest instrument to update those maps. The greatest risk from ADOs is their proliferation, especially those which have the ability to significantly alter space-time or control people. It is theorized that unchecked ADOs could eradicate humankind, either directly or by making the environment unlivable. It is widely accepted that this is the goal of the super-dense object, and many believe that the current conflict is simply natural competition between apex species.